This is the Ray Hanania on Politics podcast, which explores issues I raise in my award-winning syndicated political columns that run in Chicagoland newspapers each week. You can get information on all my writings and my podcasts by visiting www.hanania.com. Thank you for listening. I always want to hear your thoughts, so feel free to email me your comments. There are things about the coronavirus that bother me, and I think most of it has to do with the way we have politicized everything in our very divided and polarized American society. I'll start by blaming the biased mainstream news media. They're usually responsible for most of the problems we face today. They are the main culprits. The media seems more concerned about using the coronavirus to trash President Trump than they are about defeating the virus itself. And yet, the media's assault against Trump has been so different from how they treated their savior, former President Barack Obama, when he had to deal with a similar health threat, the swine flu or H1N1 virus in April 2009. From April 12, 2009 to April 10, 2010, the CDC estimated there were 61 million cases worldwide of swine flu, with 275,000 hospitalizations and between 152,000 and 575,000 deaths. Nearly 90% of the victims were under the age of 65. More than 200,000 Americans, mostly young adults and children, died during the swine flu pandemic. The swine flu began in La Gloria, Veracruz, Mexico, in March 2009, and hit the U.S. the same week. The first American diagnosis with swine flu was on April 15, 2009. Obama was reluctant to put a heavy spotlight on it because of the impact it might have on U.S. relations with Mexico. There were also several strains. Initially, Obama offered the standard warnings, noting that America was being hit by a lesser, threatening swine flu strain. On May 2, 2009, Obama held a press conference urging the temporary closings of schools with swine flu cases. He provided $1.5 billion in emergency funding to monitor the virus. He urged Americans to take the same steps Americans would do for any other infection or flu. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth when coughing. He urged individuals who were sick to stay home from work, adding parents should keep sick kids at home. But it wasn't until nearly 7 months later, on October 22, 2009, according to the pro-Obama website CNN, that President Obama officially declared a national emergency. The 209 H1N1 pandemic continues to evolve, Obama said. The rates of illness continue to rise rapidly within many communities across the nation, and the potential exists for the pandemic to overburden healthcare resources in some localities, Obama continued. Thus, in recognition of the continuing progression of the pandemic and in further preparation as a nation, we are taking additional steps to facilitate our response, Obama told the nation. Compare that to President Trump's response to the outbreak of the coronavirus, or COVID-19, which was first identified in December 2019 in Wuhan, China. The Chinese, by the way, didn't publicly acknowledge the virus until January 7, 2020. The very first American coronavirus death occurred on January 19, 2020 in Snohomish County in Washington State. The victim was an American who returned to Washington on January 15th, following a visit to Wuhan, China. The World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic 2 months later, on March 11th, 2020, after 114 countries reported 118,000 infections, with 90% of the infections reported in four Asian countries. That same night, President Trump responded quickly and publicly, 9 weeks after the first U.S. case was identified, declaring a national emergency and detailing widespread actions to combat the virus. In their hedonistic obsession with bashing Trump, the mainstream news media has been responsible for fanning an exaggerated hysteria in American society today. Store shelves have been cleared of bread, cleaning products, and canned foods. Hand sanitizer, which isn't the most effective way to prevent the coronavirus infection, can't be found. Oddly, there is a rush on toilet paper. You can't find it in many stores, making me wonder, what were some people doing before the pandemic? Not using toilet paper until now? Schools were closed statewide. Events from sporting events to the St. Patrick's Day parade were canceled. The stock market is crashing. Businesses are closing. The travel industry is in total disarray. I'm not saying we shouldn't be vigilant or that the coronavirus is less a concern than the swine flu. I'm saying that the hysteria, this zombie apocalypse mentality being fueled by the news media and partisan politics, is probably doing more damage to America than the coronavirus itself. The media and some politicians are willing to damage this country just so they can blame that destruction on Trump. You've been listening to the Ray Hanania on Politics podcast. Visit www.hanania.com for all my podcasts, my award-winning syndicated columns on Chicagoland politics, and my columns on Middle East politics. Thank you for listening.